more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Wednesday. I am Michael Cohen with producer Solomon Martin, and this is 1320 WILS. Tonight, we'll find out why just 22% of local government leaders here in Michigan actually trust state government. Why is that? Also, what do you do when doctors can't help and your loved one is suffering and in pain? Tonight, Susanna Meadows will be here, author of the book, The Other Side of Impossible, to talk about her experience in trying to help her own son. Let's begin, though, with the latest court battle between, it's between teachers and their union, the MEA, the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, representing teachers trying to find an easier way to get out of paying dues. Patrick Wright is with us, director of the Mackinac Center for a Legal Foundation, with the latest in the case. Patrick, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Yeah, and this you just had a ruling from the Court of Appeals. What happened there?
Yeah, the Court of Appeals upheld what Merck had said and that the MEA had already had to publish in their MEA Voice magazine, and that was that their attempt to limit people to only resigning in the month of August was illegal. And so that has now cleared the Court of Appeals and is probably on its way to the Michigan Supreme Court.
Okay. And now what's the status now then? Can teachers get out anytime they want?
Yeah, they can. Or they can get out anytime they want. And one of the rules that is peculiar to the MEA is that anybody who gets out would not owe the MEA any future dues, because the MEA's the document you sign when you first join the MEA, the dues deduction / membership form, doesn't have what's known as a clear waiver that would say that even if you resign membership that you want to keep paying dues from that time period on. So anybody who gets out would not owe any future dues. I do have to throw in one little caveat to that, and that is if they have one of those super long extended contracts that has a union security clause in it, so a collective bargaining agreement that was extended in 2012, they would still have to pay dues.
Okay, so that's just part of that agreement. Is this the final issue you imagine having legally with the MEA?
I imagine this will be the final one with this case. There's more than likely going to be a couple more reverberations of how this plays out and a couple of these long collective bargaining agreements. But most of the litigation around the immediate litigation surrounding right to work is slowing down a little bit.
Yeah. Is this the only union then that the Mackinac Center is dealing with on these kinds of issues?
On this particular issue, no. We are actually dealing with the American Federation of Teachers, Taylor Federation of Teachers, in a case where they extended a collective bargaining agreement for 10 years right when Right to Work passed, and tried to have a separate union security agreement so that they could change the terms and conditions of the collective bargaining agreement. That case is now also before the Michigan Supreme Court, and the Michigan Supreme Court is deciding whether or not to hear it.
Would you, at the Mackinac Center, would you prefer not seeing a teachers union in existence?
Well, we prefer the voluntarism, where people have freedoms to make the choices that they want and to negotiate on their own behalf, and that the union would represent those that want to be in the union. That would be our ideal situation, given the current situation where you do have mandatory bargaining, where a union is allowed to come in and tell teachers that they can't bargain, that it will bargain for them. Mm-hmm. Right to Work is a better solution.
What's the impact been on the MEA since Right to Work, would you say?
As far as membership numbers, they are down, I want to say, from about 105,000 members, according to their LM2, in maybe 2013 or 2014, to, I'm thinking the number is in the high 80s now, maybe. So it's maybe 10 to 12,000 members less, which is translated into maybe $6 million less in dues. They've down from mid-60s to high mid to high 50s in dues.
Okay.
So that's in millions, by the way. That's what I'm saying, those with, like, people knew that.
So when a teacher decides to not pay dues, do they still get all the other benefits of being in the union?
Including having the union bargain on their behalf, and that they may or may not want, yes, they do.
Okay. And when the MEA says, look, that there's something unfair about that, right? I mean, if you're benefiting from the bargaining power of the union, you're not paying dues. How does that make sense to you?
Well, there's a couple things. I mean, the union has tremendous power in being able to bargain for everybody, so they can pick and choose favorites a little bit, and they do that. Secondly, if the union wants to not do that, you can have a union and just lobby and not try and become a mandatory bargaining agent. The reason why these rules apply is it is an attempt to strike fairness between the incredible power of giving mandatory bargaining and people who don't want to associate or politicize with the union.
I mean, is it fair to say that for teachers, things are better because they have this big union representing them?
It depends on who you ask. There's obviously, I think, 75,000 teachers that are represented by the MEA. The answer you would get would obviously be dependent upon the teachers. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say that a majority of the teachers stay with the union, but you have seen significant numbers leave when given the option to do so. So I think the answer to your question is a mixed bag.
The Patrick Wright with us, director of the Mackinac Center Legal Foundation here on WILS. What reasons did the teachers have that you represented to want to stop paying dues?
Some of them have political reasons. They don't agree with what the union does politically. Some of them have financial reasons that they thought they've done a poor job of negotiating, that they can do better. Some of them, it runs the gambit. There are 10 million people that live in Michigan. The union has around 100,000 members, which means that one out of every 100 people that live in the state is an MEA member. And obviously that means you're going to get a wide variety of people making decisions when they're allowed to do so.
Okay. You said it's a mixed bag, though. Do you think teachers would be better off without the union representing them? Would they somehow be able to bargain things better for themselves?
Well, I think the state of Michigan would be better off if we were allowing the better teachers to be paid more. I mean, this is something that we believe in at the Mackinac Center, and that President Obama and Governor Granholm believed in, and that they instituted merit pay. A lot of the districts in Michigan aren't really following the law. It was done in the race to the top, which was about 6 years ago.
Okay.
And so if you have somebody who's excellent, we'd like to encourage those people to get into the profession and get paid instead of having everybody just being paid by how long that they've been there and or how many classes they've taken, when some of those classes have not shown any correlation to being good for increasing teaching ability.
So the union is making it so what districts can't do that, can't do merit pay, is that it?
They don't like merit pay. They believe in a seniority scale. And so what you typically have in these situations are what's known as cells. So let's say you're a first-year teacher, you would be in this cell. If you got a master's, you would jump to another cell. If you had 3 years, you would go to another cell.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are called step increases is the terminology that's often used for it. And that's the method by which they're typically get to increases in pay. A lot of the things that these steps are negotiated for have not shown to have, through research, have been shown not to have any correlation to increased ability. So we're just paying people for getting older and for going to classes when these classes aren't necessarily being shown to increase teaching ability and therefore student results. I mean, the main thing is not for the teachers. We run an education system for the kids.
Right. That is the point. Patrick Wright, director of the Mackinac Center Legal Foundation here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks for having me on.